If Rhode Island were a bench, it would splinter under the weight of all the expert reports that have for decades weighed in on what ails the state's economy. Now comes another passel of reports from the College and University Collaborative. This group of professors and researchers represent close to a dozen Rhode Island institutions. Their reports cover a spectrum of issues from education to transportation, along with such trendy topics as keeping the educated millennials in Rhode Island. The effort, financed by the Rhode Island Foundation as part of its Make It Happen campaign, is a good one. There are fine ideas in much of this data, such as the need to explore partnerships between the public and private sectors to finance road and bridge repairs. Great work has also been done on other issues, such as the viability of the state-run healthcare exchange, HealthSource Rhode Island, and the need for a better educated workforce. But much of this is old news. One report recycles rankings from CNBC and Forbes magazine that put Rhode Island among the worst states in the country to do business. By contrast, states like Utah, Texas, and Georgia earn top honors. These ratings play well in emphasizing decades of complaints by the business community and political conservatives. They also play into the zeitgeist of a small state with a big inferiority complex. But why should we pay attention to ratings that compare us to states that have very little in common with Rhode Island or any other New England state? So Texas, with its huge deposits of oil and gas, and fracking-friendly North Dakota, have economies that are nothing like the Ocean State. We don't have extractive industries or massive mineral deposits. The other element the top-rated states have in common is an antipathy to organized labor and porous safety nets for the poor. Let's say we don't want to be a right-to-work-for-less state, which is the case in much of New England and the Northeast. How can we be compared to Texas, a state in which 25% of children lack health insurance? And do you really know any smart young person who does not plan a career in the National Football League who would turn down acceptance from Brown or Providence College to attend the University of Georgia? There are other ways to rank the state's well-being. One is to consider data used by Rhode Island Kids Count, which measures children's well-being on a state-by-state basis. This ranking takes into consideration such factors as the health, education, family, and economic well-being of children and their families. On this model, Rhode Island ranks 26th in the country, which doesn't seem so bad. But then compare us with our New England neighbors. Massachusetts, number 1, Vermont, number 2, New Hampshire, number 4, Connecticut, number 7, and Maine, number 14. On this scale, the Ocean State is dead last. Other findings from the collaborative show a great grasp for the obvious. Case in point, a paper that points out that education is the fulcrum for a higher-skilled workforce. This research states what everybody at the State House knows, that state support for public higher education was slashed by 26% from 2008 to 2013. Who did that? Look no further than the Smith Hill crowd. Another round of research from the collaborative is planned. Let's hope it contains some more realistic solutions to our state's economic doldrums. Rhode Island's economy has been the subject of study after study since the 1984 Greenhouse Compact, which urged investments in such industries as healthcare, high-value manufacturing, and marine industries. Voters overwhelmingly rejected it, but that didn't stop the reports from piling up as the economy drifted down.